Herzlich willkommen zum Podcast Style Up Your Life, dem Podcast für dein stylischeres Leben. Und heute habe ich einen ganz besonderen Podcast, nämlich ein Interview-Gast war vor meinem Mikrofon. Nämlich als ich in Bukarest war und selbst auf der Bühne stande, hatte ich rund um diese Veranstaltung natürlich super viele Kontakte und die Gelegenheit, mit einigen dieser Menschen, dieser Fachkollegen, die sehr international unterwegs sind und bekannt sind, eben auch noch einige interessante Gespräche zu führen. Und das hat mich veranlasst, ein Interview mit Ihnen zu führen, was ich euch heute sehr gerne nochmal mitgeben möchte. Ja, und in diesem Sinne wünsche ich dir viel Spaß mit dem heutigen Interviewgast Veronika Fleiß. Sie ist eine tschechische Mastertrainerin und auch international unterwegs. Sie hat ganz, ganz tolle Erkenntnisse mit mir in diesem Podcast geteilt, in diesem Interview, und die lasse ich euch heute zugutekommen. Weil das eine internationale Veranstaltung ist, ist auch dieses Interview auf Englisch. Ich hoffe, du kannst es verstehen und wünsche dir bis dahin einen schönen Sonntag und viel Spaß bei diesem Podcast. Bis dahin, deine Angela. Und schon wieder habe ich mir eine ganz tolle Kollegin geschnappt, nämlich die liebe Veronika Fleiß. Und ihr Name ist Programm. Sie hat einen sensationellen Vortrag schon geleistet, und zwar über natürliche Lippen. Aber lass uns mal selber die Veronika fragen, was genau ihr Standard ist, ihre Profession. Und ja, Veronika kommt aus Tschechien und wir fragen sie einfach mal selber. Veronika, let's continue in English.
Oh, yes, please.
Good to have you here. Thank you for joining the interview and letting our community know what's going on in the market. And you've been here with the subject of the natural or nude lips, better said, and you have a fantastic business concept around it. But please let us know first about your profession and where your academy is.
So my academy, hello. First of all, hello, I'm Veronika, and I come from Czech Republic, and there's also my academy based in Czech Republic, but we are trying to, you know, learn more people, teach more people abroad, and that's why we are starting to attend the conferences. And of course, we are trying to educate the people more, because I think in permanent makeup we still have like much more gaps, so we need to fill them and educate the people more, because even with the education you can be better. You need like very, very deep education. It's not easy field, to be honest.
Veronika, you had a subject getting into pigments very, very deep within your speech, and prior to your speech you caught my attention actually with a special kind of experiment. What was that experiment about?
I actually do experiments my own all the time, because we are working with the pigments that goes into the skin. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important to know like a deep knowledge what will happen after some years, and just like to be predictable. But of course, permanent makeup and tattoo, it's a very young field, so nobody knows for sure. So I'm trying to predict this, and I'm trying for my pigments to be as good as possible. So the experiment that you prefer, it was my experiment, which I do at my home, with the UV light, with the sunlight, and how it affects the pigment, actually, because I know for sure that the pigments are breaking down due to sunlight. So, and with the results, you can predict easily what color changes will be after maybe 1 year or 2 years, how this pigment will react, what you can expect. And that's the point. That's the point, yes.
I think that is such a big responsibility for us to check out what actually such a pigment does within the UV light. And I really get goosebumps, because you're so responsible for our industry doing that way. And that is the next point for me to ask you, actually. What do you think permanent makeup artists, and you are a very good deep diver into the material, but if somebody starts in this industry, what do you think kind of a skills he has to have, soft skill wise and also talent skill wise?
Like, I think I was in a bad position because I don't think I'm actually talented, but I am a hard trainer, you know. I train a lot at home, I'm trying new things, so it doesn't come naturally or easy to me. So I think everybody can actually learn, but of course you must have a patience and dedication. Mm-hmm. And of course at least like a little skill, because I had some students, they were shaking so much. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't just break it down, so of course there are some people that are not meant to be. Mm-hmm. Artists, you know, but I think it's definitely learnable.
That is something that I have in my courses as well, always taught. It's always about the minimal consistent to just train and be fleißig, as we say in Germany. As I said, her name is the program, and everybody can learn it basically. And if you just be willing enough to learn it, you can break it down for you. That's a good point, yeah. And Veronica, what do you think? It's much more important in the industry, either the talent and your perfect skill or the marketing. What do you think is the biggest part of it?
I actually think both of it. Mm-hmm. Like a perfect combination. And I have to say, my marketing got asleep for a little bit. And after some time, I started to realize, like, okay, I'm a good artist. But why don't I sell so much? Mm-hmm. Why am I not so famous, you know, in the world? Because I think I have it. Mm-hmm. I have lots of knowledge. I want to give the knowledge. But of course, like other people, if I see other artists, some of them are not good, but they are very famous. Mm-hmm. And that's the marketing coming. Mm-hmm. In the way. So of course I started to asking for some marketing service. I was trying to do it my own, but it's very hard. You cannot be everywhere. You cannot sit on three chairs. You can sit only on one of them. So, of course, marketing is a big part of it. And you must, even if you are a PMU artist or tattoo artist, you must always, always have somebody that will give you a good marketing or give you a good business selling program. So I think it's very important if you want to actually succeed.
Ah, you make me having goosebumps actually again, because because I feel you so much, and I see so many talented artists that don't have visibility, and that's what my speech is actually tomorrow about, and I hope I can inflame you with this, because I feel all the artists, because I am my own artist myself, and I know what I'm doing in marketing for this branch is for the branch, and I use it basically for myself, and that's why I think I can befruit everybody with this theme, and I hope I infect a lot of people, because that's the reason why we was throughout the lockdown in Germany, out of my opinion, so deeply locked down and much more longer, for example, than hairdressers, because we were not looked at businesswomen. We were looked at chicks that do a little bit makeup. Yeah. And that's what my big aim is, my big passion, my mission, to just change this around, to give permanent makeup artists a good marketing skills, yeah, and a good marketing knowledge about to get visible.
I think it's the people don't realize how responsible this work is. You must know physiology, you must know chemical, you must know color theory, you must know skin in a deep level, because you don't want to hurt the client. It's much more. I always says we are like kind of the doctors, because we are opening the skin, we are putting something in the skin. So of course we must have like deep knowledge. It's not like we are only drawing something on the face. It's very responsible work. And I think the regular customers needs to be educated as well about this topic.
That's a really important thing, that we also have the claim to educate our customer about what we really do and not just put some ink into the skin. Yeah, that's a big responsibility. And as you said, the team, the the toppings are very, very deep to dive in, and basically we could be a doctor, actually.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah.
Okay, Veronica, what do you think in the next couple of years would be a big game changer in the industry?
Maybe some of the people, and especially artists, they know there are some changes in regulation for the colors, mm-hmm. for the colorants. So, and it will start January next year, and it's a huge thing. So, in this point, I think our industry is not safe. Because nobody knows what will happen, because the manufacturer of the pigments, of the colorants, are not actually ready for those changes, because it came from the European Union so quickly, they didn't give us any time to adjust. So, yes, this will be a big problem, but I think it's solvable. Some companies already started to work on it. But of course, we want for this industry to be safer, so that's why the regulation came. And I agree with it, but also it's a big bummer right now. And me as a producer of the colorants as well, we must adjust, you know. So we are trying very hard. This will completely change the industry, because some of the colorants will disappear completely. So the colors will not be the same again, really.
And as far as I saw your deep knowledge into it, I guess you are be well prepared, aren't you?
We are trying really hard, but you know, it's a very short deadline, actually. So we will see. Yeah.
Yeah. The short notice actually is sometimes something good for those that are already working for the future and working for the market with the future vision. And for those who always stand behind, I think that's a hard thing to do. Yeah. Let me ask you one more bonus question. I'd be personally very interested, of whom is your mentor? Do you have a mentor from you knew all this knowledge from, or got inspired to find things out?
I actually remember a first conference I was attending as a student, and there was a doctor from Denmark, I think, and he was deeply talking about the side effects of tattoos, allergies and stuff like that, and he got my attention so much. But many people just went away shopping for pigments, you know, they didn't care. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was like I didn't know this stuff at all. So this doctor, I also bought his book. It's very medical. It's actually meant for doctors, mm-hmm. as a manual for the allergies and other things, you know. So this was like a big opening of my eyes, because I didn't know like it can be so harmful as well. So you must be really, really careful about the person that do the permanent makeup, what she's working with, because there are lots of bad materials. And also she must be very gentle, and she must know the skin. So of course, those people that go so deep, and I know some of my colleagues from this industry, like Olaf, mm-hmm. Or Adi, they are really great, because they care deeply. Mm-hmm. And of course, there are some masters, they don't care, you know, mm-hmm. they just want only the sell, to be famous or something. But I always look up to these people who are very humbled. Mm-hmm. And even if you met them and you mean nothing, they don't know your name, they are still talking to you. Mm. They are interesting what you have to say. So I must say, in this time now, I'm admiring only those masters who are really humbled and they care about this industry so much. And people that help each other. Mm. They don't talk behind each other's back. I think it's important.
Yeah, that's a big theme in our branch. And again, you make me really having goosebumps, because exactly that is the way I'm caring about this branch. And my big mission is to get marketing into this branch. So talented and caring people, talented and caring masters are having the chance to be visible and seen that we are a heavy earning industry, actually, and we're doing such a big work on human beings, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, people don't realize it enough. Even the, you know, in Czech, the hygienic offices, the business licenses, they don't realize it's actually very responsible work. It's kind of doctor thing. I must repeat it again. And of course, but it's always at the end, it's about people. Because I don't know how you have it in Germany, but in Czech we are like a big competition field. So it's not very good. And that's what I'm trying to change with my academy. Because the students that are certified under my academy, we are like such a big, nice hearted family. We always lift up each other, we support each other. I'm giving them information for free. They don't need to pay more and more for each thing I learn. So I think it's very important. But of course, other academies, they just want to pay for every single information. They talk and talk and talk. Mm-hmm. So it's like sometimes it's very hard to be in this field, especially because it's women. Mm. And you know, women, they talk a lot. So yeah, so we are trying to be like big supportive family. And I hope we are succeeding. I hope so.
Yeah, that's a good characteristic thing, actually. That's actually also my way of changing things, that free content is king. Mm-hmm. And why are you breaking out something out of your, as we say, out of your Krone? You brichst dir keine Zacke aus der Krone. When you give some free content, some free information, of course, to some extent, but anyway, that's the way of supporting each other. We all colleagues, and there are enough of customers on the field for all of us.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for your nice interview, for all the informations. And you can be very, very curious. Da ist nämlich noch mehr, was auf uns zukommt, denn Veronika hat echt ein tolles Geschäftskonzept, was mich und mein Interesse geweckt hat. Also da bleibt ihr ruhig nochmal dran. Wir werden Veronika hier in den Shownotes, in der Infobox einfach nochmal vernetzen und verlinken. Aber bald werdet ihr sicherlich auch das ein oder andere bei uns im Schulungszentrum finden. Bis dahin, deine Angela, dein Trainer for Beauty, hier aus der Konferenz in Bukarest. Hat dir diese Folge gefallen und du möchtest vielleicht sogar mehr davon? Dann abonniere den Podcast Style Up Your Life, damit du keine Folge mehr verpasst, um dein stylisches Leben noch stylischer zu machen.